It's Monday, May 1st, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The G7 nations agree on a risk-based AI regulation framework, while ChatGPT returns to Italy after the ban, and managed services contract value increases by 22% year-over-year in 2022, per an IDC report. This is the business of tech. Does coordinating meetings and help desk calls frustrate you and frustrate your clients? Wouldn't it be easier if you could automate this process and it integrated with ConnectWise Manage or with Autotask? TimeZest is scheduling automation that gives you control of your schedule and removes the frustration of calendar ping pong. As the only solution specifically designed for MSPs, it integrates with your PSA to schedule appointments right in your workflow. And the best part? You can try it for free. Visit timezest.com/MSP radio and mention MSP radio for 10% off your first year of TimeZest. The group of seven nations agreed over the weekend to use a risk-based regulation approach for AI. Such regulation should also, quote, preserve an open and enabling environment for developing AI technologies and be based on democratic values. Meanwhile, the EU has an early agreement on its AI copyright rules. Companies deploying generative AI tools, such as ChatGPT, must disclose any copyrighted material used to develop their systems. Under the proposals, AI tools will be classified according to their perceived risk level, minimal to limited, high, and unacceptable. Areas of concern could include biometric surveillance, spreading misinformation, or discriminatory language. While high-risk tools will not be banned, those using them must be highly transparent in their operations. And ChatGPT is back in Italy after a brief ban. OpenAI said it, quote, had addressed or clarified, close quote, the issues the Italian Data Protection Authority raised in late March. OpenAI set up a new form that EU users can use to submit to remove personal data under Europe's General Data Protection Regulation. It also says that a new tool will verify users' ages upon sign-up in Italy. It published a Help Center article outlining how OpenAI and ChatGPT collect personal information, including information about contacting its GDPR-mandated data protection officer. And out of the earnings calls last week, Amazon said it would be shifting its spending from its retail business to its Amazon Web Services division, in part to power the type of artificial intelligence behind ChatGPT-type bots. That from the information. Also of note, CEO Andy Jassy did address the appearance that Alexa was further behind, citing that the company is working on a larger language model, although no timeline was discussed. Speaking of ChatGPT, the company has added the ability to switch off chat history when using the chatbot and won't use those conversations to train its models. Additionally, the Wall Street Journal profiles some pilot programs at three health systems looking to see if the AI model can assist doctors with patient responses. And according to a Forbes Advisor survey of more than 2,000 Americans in April, 77% were concerned AI would cause job loss within the next 12 months, with 44% stating they were very concerned and 33% somewhat concerned. Similarly, 75% of respondents are concerned about AI-induced misinformation, even as 65% said they plan to use ChatGPT, and instead of traditional search engines like Google when searching online for information. Why do we care? Copyright and privacy laws will be critical in using AI-generated content. Who owns the data? How will it be used? The balance providers are looking to strike right now is helping customer experiment with the uses of the tools, while still ensuring that the business is protected. It's a balancing act. Then again, you're not paid if it's easy. According to an IDC report released Thursday, the average managed services contract value increased more than 22% year-over-year in 2022, a sign of ongoing enterprise technology investment in this category. The analyst firm Services Contract Database showed that more than 1,700 managed services deals were signed in 2022, reaching $125 billion in contract value. However, according to the company, the number of deals contracted from last year. Despite economic concerns, IT spending in this category is expected to continue to grow this year, with more than 2,300 managed services deals worth about $122 billion coming up for renewal. And while we're considering service providers, the 2023 ISG Provider Lens Microsoft Cloud Ecosystem Report for the U.S. finds that many enterprises invested heavily in platforms like Microsoft 365, Power Platform, and the Azure Hyperscale Cloud to keep their businesses running during the pandemic when work and commerce moved largely online. Why do we care? The number of deals is less significant than the contract value, and contract values continue increasing. 22% is pretty healthy. I wouldn't expect to see 40, 50, or 60% growth here, and it outpaces some of the 10 to 15% growth numbers I've seen. It's a bit of confidence to start the week. And note, the ISG report focuses above the typical managed services provider level on where enterprise value is in that productivity layer. Every 3 years, Carl Polichuk and Small Biz Thoughts bring you a spectacular two-day online conference, and they do it right. Mark your calendars and plan to join on May 17th and 18th at the SMB Online Conference 2023. Two full days of content, more than a dozen speakers, a special Killing It Live podcast recording, and much more. Save $100 by registering today at smbonlineconference.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. Happy May Day. Is anybody celebrating May Day? If you are, I'd like to hear from you and tell me more. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.